Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Around 59,000 homes and businesses are without power as a result of Storm Barra. ESB Networks says that it'll be making faults safe throughout the day and restoring supply remotely and on site when it's safe to do so. However, they're warning that there is a red weather warning in effect for the southwest until tonight, and this means crews may not be mobilised on the ground until the worst of the weather passes. For the latest, let's talk now to Brian Tapley from ESB Networks. Brian, a very good afternoon to you. Thanks for taking our call this afternoon. So what's the situation? What parts of the country have been most severely hit in terms of power outages?
Brian, thank you for having me. It's the overall national figure has reduced to 49,000, but the most impacted parts of the country are definitely the south, southwest and parts of the southeast. So I suppose in particular Cork City and environs, and then Killarney and parts of Dunmanway are particularly badly affected. When you go over then to the southeast of the country, Arklow and Enniscorthy, and also some parts of Waterford have been impacted. As some of your other callers have said, the storm is still ongoing, it's still evolving and still passing through the country. And we kind of expect that the tail end of the storm will hit us, hit our network effectively, towards tea time. So, we're still kind of waiting to see the full impact of the storm. And, we'll be making, as you said, making faults safe, but the major restoration or repair work will take place when it's safe to do so.
So you have managed to restore power to some of those who lost it overnight and earlier today, but of the 49,000 or so at this stage who are still without power, can you give any indication of when they'll be reconnected?
It's difficult to say at this stage, but we would hope to have the majority of those restored by the end of today. But as I say, the storm hasn't fully passed, and it's not typical of a storm. Normally it passes in a couple of hours, but this one is kind of lingering for a few hours. So it is hard to say for definite how many will be out overnight, but our crews are deployed, and we'll be working over the course of today to get as many back.
And is it the case, Brian, that as long as there's a red warning, maybe an orange as well, you don't dispatch the crews, or you have to be satisfied the conditions are safe for them to operate in?
Yeah, so our crews will really be dispatched to make faults safe during a red and an orange alert. But the idea of kind of rebuilding network and climbing large poles, tall poles, during winds that are in excess of 130 gusts of 130 kilometers an hour, we'll assess that, but the main restoration will take place when the red level and the orange level has passed.
And in relation to the expected conditions that are coming for the northwest, for parts of the east of the country, have you deployed crews on the ground who be ready when conditions ease to repair the damage that you expect in those parts of the country?
Yeah, absolutely. So all our crews are available and ready to kind of to be deployed. And we're obviously watching the weather forecasts, and we're watching the impact on our network. So we will be ready to mobilise to do more than just make it safe, to actually rebuild the network as soon as it's safe to do so, whether that's in the northwest or the east.
And I suppose it is worth repeating the advice that if people are out and about, they're advised not to be, but if they are being out and about in some of these areas and come across downed electricity lines, not to approach them, not to go anywhere near them.
Yeah, absolutely. Like if you're made aware of, or you see a fallen conductor or damaged network, don't approach it. It could be live and treat it as live. So our recommendation will be you contact our emergency number, which is 1800 372 999, and you can also, if you want to find out when you're likely to have power restored, you can go on to powercheck.ie and see the estimated restoration time for your fault, if you're part of a fault, and you can also log a fault for us, which will on that site as well.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Brian Tapley from ESB Networks, thank you for that.